At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Beginning at noon, Atmos Energy will shut off gas service for a portion of northwest Dallas to replace gas lines and meters. This comes after a number of leaks forced 300 people to evacuate. One leak is suspected to have caused a house explosion that killed a 12-year-old girl. John Paris is president of Atmos Energy's Midtex division.
We will immediately begin a process to begin to replace every distribution main in the area, every service line. We'll put all new gas meters in. We will test every customer yard line. If we find a leak on the customer's yard line, Atmos will replace that at our expense.
Atmos workers will be going door to door notifying affected residents. Officials also said the planned outage could last up to 3 weeks and affect about 2,800 customers in northwest Dallas. This year's Academy Awards will be handed out Sunday. Our big screen team concludes its Oscars preview with their own predictions for who will walk away with a golden statuette.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And Chris, it's finally here. The Oscars are this Sunday.
Seemed like it was just yesterday that we were watching Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty stumble through Best Picture.
Well, I thought maybe today we would talk about some of the major storylines that we're going to be thinking about when we're watching the show on Sunday. First up, you know, the four major acting categories this year feel as much like locks as I can ever remember. In the lead acting categories, we have Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour and Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri seem like locks, and Allison Janney for I, Tonya and Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards also seem like locks. These four have won virtually all of the major awards up until now. If someone else were to break up this party, do you have a name?
It wouldn't shock me to see Sally Hawkins squeezing in for Best Actress, especially if Shape of Water has a really good night. And it wouldn't shock me to see Laurie Metcalf leapfrog over Allison Janney. I feel like that's a more relatable character.
I agree with you, particularly about Sally Hawkins. I think that there's enough people that maybe aren't crazy about Three Billboards that might throw their weight behind her performance in The Shape of Water. Two major talents are also first-time Oscar nominees this year. We've got Get Out's Jordan Peele and Lady Bird's Greta Gerwig. And they're going to square off against each other twice, actually, both for Best Director and for Best Original Screenplay. Do you think either of them have a shot of taking home either of those awards?
I think they both have a shot for screenplay. I think actually both have a really good shot for screenplay. I don't see anybody beating Guillermo del Toro this year for Best Director. But the Academy has gotten younger, and it's gotten more diverse, and these are two up-and-coming talents who really established themselves this year. Certainly the movie industry is trying hard to atone for its past sexual harassment and abuse sins, and it's certainly trying to be a little bit more woke as far as African Americans are concerned as well.
And these definitely seem like the two that, regardless of if they win or not, are the ones that people are going to be watching the most going forward. I almost feel like the Oscars is kind of their coming out party. Okay, let's just say it's Monday morning and we're sitting around talking about what happened last night. Is there a shock or a element of surprise that you think we might be? I realize by the nature of the question, it's hard to predict, but what might be a shocking storyline we're talking about?
I'll give you a plausible shock. I'm starting to see more of the experts out there, people who actually talk to voters and do reporting on these things, saying that Get Out has a chance to win Best Picture.
So I'll go with something that's not necessarily a shock, but I think will be a point of conversation, and that's going to be Rachel Morrison possibly winning in the cinematography category for Mudbound. She's the first woman to ever be nominated in this category, and I think a woman winning in a category obviously dominated from the history of time by men would be a real talking point. Okay, we've talked about how the acting categories seem like locks. Best Picture is looking like a two-horse race. You mentioned Get Out as a possible third entry to that, but really, it's been a conversation about The Shape of Water, which leads the pack with 13 nominations, going up against Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which won Best Film at both the Golden Globes and at the BAFTA Awards. If I had to put my money on one, it would probably be The Shape of Water, if for no other reason than, strangely, Martin McDonagh, the director of Three Billboards, does not get nominated in the director category, and I feel like that might be a little telling. But what do you think?
I would put my money on The Shape of Water as well, and I'm happy to say that because it was actually my favorite movie of the year. I think it has a topicality going for it that is being unrecognized. It is very much about outsiders in society going up against the powerful forces. And I think that's something a lot of people can relate to right now, even though the movie is set back in the 1960s and at times has a kind of classic Hollywood feel to it. So that's where I would be going as well. But Three Billboards is very zeitgeisty as well.
All right, Chris. Well, I guess we'll find out if either one of us know what we're talking about on Sunday night.
Sounds good.
That was Big Screen Team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Highland Park native Armie Hammer has a role in Call Me By Your Name, a nominee for Best Picture. Other than that, there isn't too much for North Texas to root for when the Oscars are handed out Sunday. It was a different story back in the 80s. One town was generating Oscar buzz year after year. Waxahachie. Movies filmed in Waxahachie won at least one Academy Award in 1983, 84, and 85. The most well-known is Places in the Heart, starring Sally Field, who won Best Actress. It was written by Waxahachie native Robert Benton. KEI's Molly Evans has been exploring the town's Hollywood heyday, and she's learned it's still a source of pride today. You can find that story at artandseek.org. And with DFW receiving nearly 5 inches of rain yesterday, this was the wettest February on record, with about 11.3 inches of rain. That easily passes the previous record of nearly 8 inches in 1997. For the day, mostly sunny skies later this afternoon. Should be a high in the lower 60s by then. Tonight looks to be mostly clear with a cool low around 42. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 66. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, a low around 43. It's currently 52 degrees in Dallas, 53 in Fort Worth, 59 in Tyler, and 47 in Wichita Falls. I'm Justin Martin. This is KERA News.